Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
I think that they can really start to cut through their competition if they communicate in a more natural way that's in line with their natural voice.
Best ever listeners, before we jump into today's episode, got two questions for you, and this is for my fix and flippers out there. One, are your financing costs eating away at your bottom line? And two, are you looking for a way to increase your overall profits by reducing your loan payments to the bank or private lender? Of course you are, right? You're always looking to maximize the potential of your deal. So here's a solution. We got a solution for you through the crowdfunding platform Patch of Land. If you're a loyal Best Ever listener, you know Patch of Land. They've been on the show many times. They've sponsored the show many times. They're back for more because they love you. They want to help you out. They want to add value to your life. And here's how they're going to do it. They have a solution to your financing issue of financing costs eating away from your bottom line, and they want to help you reduce your loan payment to the bank. So here we go. Patch of Land offers a fix and flip loan program that only charges interest on the funds that have been dispersed, as opposed to the traditional model of lenders charging interest on the whole loan amount at the beginning. You save a lot of money this way. And it can be misleading when you get your terms quoted to you by the lender at a particular rate if they charge all the interest up front versus upon distributions. Patch of Land's got a document that you've got to check out if you're a fix and flipper to educate yourself on questions you should ask the lender. Regardless if you go with Patch of Land, you've got to get this document to educate yourself on the questions to ask your lender to make sure you're getting the best financing terms. The document's at patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. That's patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Patch of Land, they can close in as little as 7 days, and they can help you through this program save thousands of dollars on your deals, make more money, and have a better business and grow your fix and flip business. So go to patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluff. With us today, David Lecko. How you doing, David?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, and nice to have you on the show, my friend. And a little bit about David. He is the CEO of Deal Machine, which is a real estate investing application that puts you in touch with any property owner via direct mail, phone, and email. So when you see a house, you can take a picture and instantly see who owns it and then choose how you want to get in touch with the owner. David is also a real estate investor. He has a 5-bedroom primary residence, and he rents out 3 of those bedrooms, and he's also about to close on another property. He's based outside of Indianapolis, Indiana, in Carmel, Indiana, and you can say hi to him or learn more about his application at dealmachineapp.com, which is in the show notes. So with that being said, David, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Yeah, of course. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad back in 2015, and I got interested in real estate. So I went to my very first meetup, and they actually had this segment of the meetup that everyone would share their goals for the upcoming year, and the crowd would vote on who had the best goals, and they would win an iPad. And I actually won the iPad on my very first meeting. My goal was to earn $3,000 a month in passive income, because I knew that that was my expenses. And then once I got to that point, my living expenses would be zero and I would be free to work on some of my passion projects and craft, which is software development. So along that path of looking for how do I get a few homes that are going to produce $3,000 a month, I started doing this deal finding technique called driving for dollars. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard of that before, but if you haven't, it's basically a technique where you look for an abandoned home and you want to get in touch with the property owner and offer to buy it because if it's abandoned, well, they're probably not making money on it and they might need to sell it quickly. So basically, I was doing this technique and writing down all these addresses. And I just realized I kept procrastinating, looking up the owner and setting up the printer. I didn't even have my printer set up. It took me a whole episode of Friends to sit down and look up all the information that I needed. That's when I realized the driving for dollars process was just taking me too long. And that's why I built an app. I had a software background and just built it for myself. And then some friends wanted to use it too. And that's what became Deal Machine.
So take us through how it works.
If you're in front of a house, you can just use your app to say, take a picture of this house. Then it will look up the property owner right there. You can tell if they bought it recently or if they've owned it for a while and how much they owe on their mortgage to decide if you want to send direct mail. And if you do want to send direct mail to the owner, you can just press a button in your app. And the direct mail is actually a lot more personable than a traditional postcard or yellow letter that an investor might send, mainly because it features a picture of the house that you took with your smartphone. And that leads to a little bit higher response rates, we've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to simply take the picture of the property, have the owner be pulled up with their contact information, and then not send them a direct mail, but then export that spreadsheet to your desktop?
There is. There's a website companion to the application on your smartphone that you can actually export all of your data to if you wanted to. But we found a lot of the users that are doing really well with Deal Machine appreciate the one click and then they're done and they don't have to take any additional steps or use any spreadsheets to handle their direct mail or follow-up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That certainly serves a need and bravo for you coming up with it and identifying the need through your own experience and actually doing it. It's one thing to have the idea. It's another to actually execute the idea. Money's always made in execution, not in the idea. The reason I was asking about that is because I wouldn't be your typical consumer because I imagine most of your clients are single-family home investors, whereas I'm thinking of apartment communities, and I wouldn't want a postcard being automatically sent out to the owner. I'd want to personalize it a lot more since I would do much less outreach, but I'd want it to be really high quality. But it would certainly save my team time if we had the ability to be in front of the property, the apartment community, take a picture, and then it automatically looks up the information so that we don't have to then go on the county website to do it.
Right. I think another thing that your team might use, since you are doing more targeted, is if you wanted to get in touch with the owner right away, or if the county record showed the owner is living there, but you can obviously tell they don't, we offer an enhanced search option. A lot of the listeners may be familiar with a skip trace terminology, which basically means you can obtain the user's landline and mobile phone number, email addresses, as well as any other properties that they own. And that's also possible within the app. So again, you don't have to submit like a bulk list, or you can just get the information right there in front of you.
That's great stuff. I'm on your site for that skip tracing component. What's the cost for that type of service?
Actually, we have a couple monthly plans. So I'll start with saying if you just want to try the app, it is a couple free postcards that you can send to yourself just to test it out. And then after that, it's $2 per postcard. And if you want to do 55 or more, then you can start getting a significant discount in those postcards. So we have a $99 a month plan that includes 55 postcards per month, as well as all the owner lookups. And that includes 15 of those skip traces as well. Additional skip traces are 99 cents.
Cool. That's interesting. And how has it been received so far?
We are about 4 months old on the App Store, and we have 30 subscribers that are on the $100 a month or the $250 a month plan. So we've noticed that the best users are one who are part of a coaching program or they already know what they're doing. So we also have a lot of users that are just like trying it out, but we've really noticed that a lot of people have success when they already have a plan and they're already driving for dollars. They can just really appreciate the convenience of what the app does.
Bravo. What are you doing to get the word out besides having conversations on podcasts?
We started using Facebook ads and we turned those off about 3 weeks ago. And it's grown organically through some of those coaching programs where some of our Facebook ad viewers were already a part of. So they've just been sharing it. You actually get $6 of credit each time you share the Deal Machine app with your own promo code. And then you earn $6 of credit as well as the other person who uses your promo code to sign up. So that's how we've actually gotten a lot of our users, is through that sharing.
Let's talk about the mechanics of the technology and how you're able to pull in this data. I believe you're scraping the county websites in order to get that information. How does that work exactly?
We have three different types of data sources. And the very first level, you're absolutely right, is we have links in order to get that information from the counties. Some counties don't have all their info online. And then that's when we rely on a second tier data provider that is already built a system to gather that information, even if it's not available online. And then the third tier of information is coming from a skip trace type provider where we can actually find out their phone number, email, and then any additional properties they own, which is especially helpful if the county record says they live in a property that you can clearly see is vacant, and you can kind of expand your reach using those other addresses.
Mm-hmm. First level county, second level is what?
Data provider.
Data provider. So you have to pay for a service on your side to get access to that information, and then you provide it through the application.
Yes, that's true. And we actually don't technically charge for the owner lookup. And we really just eat that cost and pass it on to somebody who's using our app.
And then the third is the skip trace, where you partner with a company that does skip tracing, and then same as number two.
Exactly. So the benefit is, since we can partner with a skip tracing company, we can provide the one-off skip traces as part of the monthly plans, and then the additional ones at a lower cost than you traditionally would be able to just doing like a one-off skip trace.
What's an aspect of the app that has evolved since you've launched it, and why?
It really started with just direct mail, and that's all it did. So the most recent evolution is just finding more data with the skip tracing option. And that's mainly because the more data you have and the more ways that you can reach out to the owner, we're answering the questions and the requests that our users had. So everything that we're adding is a request from what the users are telling us.
Based on your experience as a real estate entrepreneur, what is your best real estate investing advice ever? And it doesn't necessarily have to be as an investor, but as someone who has created a real estate focused company, what's your best advice ever?
Oh man, I am reading this book called Top of Mind by John Hall, which is not a real estate investing book, but he talks about whenever you have a product or a company, somebody else may copy that product or the service your company provides, but the thing they can't copy is how you communicate to your customers. So I'm just becoming more and more passionate about helping real estate investors apply that to their business, especially because I see a lot of the postcards that say, urgent notice, we buy houses. And I think that they can really start to cut through their competition if they communicate in a more natural way that's in line with their natural voice. So that's one piece of advice that is just top of mind for me right now.
Ready for the best ever lightning round?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Today's sponsor, Patch of Land, has got the document for you that you've got to check out if you're a fix and flipper. They show you how a higher interest rate can actually deliver a lower cost to your fix and flip loan, and conversely, how a lower interest rate could deliver a higher cost to your fix and flip loan. Needless to say, you got to know this stuff to identify the best loan terms. Go to patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Get this document, patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Are you ready to close more deals and officially seal your financial freedom? The Dwellin Show with Ola Dantas discloses the most innovative real estate investing strategies to kickstart your quest to financial freedom. Go listen at www.dwellynn.com/show. That's dwellynn.com/show. Best ever book you've read?
Oh, well, I'd say Top of Mind by John Hall is right now what I'd say.
Let's talk about quickly the primary residence that you purchased, 5-bedroom, you're renting out 3. Tell us about the business model of that.
Of course. I was super interested in real estate, and I was also renting a room. So I figured the best way for me to get started in real estate investing was to buy a primary residence and have some other people help me pay the mortgage and get used to what it's like to have tenants and to respond when something's wrong in the house. So basically, my primary mortgage is $1,300 a month, and each of my tenants in each room pays $550. And so that allows me to provide them the best possible place in our neighborhood where there's not affordable housing. And it also helps me build equity in my property without costing me any money directly.
Oh yeah. You're basically covering your mortgage. You rent out 3 and each of them's $550. So you're more than covering your mortgage.
Exactly. So yeah. I actually pay the utilities too. So I don't have a ton of cash flow. But what it did is reduce my living expenses and allow me to build equity.
That's great. And are you at your $3,000 a month income through real estate yet, or is that still a goal?
I'm still working towards the goal. And what I am really excited about, though, is that I don't have any rent or living expenses, and I actually do cash flow a little bit from that property. I have saved up some cash to buy a second house with 4 bedrooms. In an area that's very popular for recent college grads to live. It's a property that would traditionally rent for $1,100. But since it has 4 bedrooms, which is a rare find in the area, what I want to do is I want to rent out to a recent college grad for $1,500, and then he can rent to each of his buddies for $500. So as long as he keeps the house full, then he actually would live for free. So that's something that so far has worked for my primary residence, and I'm really anxious to try it for this rental property as well.
What's a mistake you made on the transaction of that 5-bedroom?
I can't say there was a huge mistake. I knew the property was owned by an investor before I bought it, so I wish I would have slow played the purchase a little bit more, but I was just really anxious for my first deal, so I probably paid a little more than I would have had to. That said, it was the cheapest house in the neighborhood. And so I still think I got a good deal. I just feel like I could have even paid less if I had just been more less rushed in the transaction.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
I feel like it's really addicting for me to continue working on the Deal Machine app and totally let that be driven by what investors want. So I've just really been paying a lot of time talking with people, even if it's somebody who's not going to buy the app or has bought the app, and just generally provide anything that I absolutely can to be helpful, whether it's build a feature in the app or make an introduction to somebody that's going to be able to help them, such as find a lender or find somebody that they could partner with on their first deal.
How can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
They can email me at david@dealmachineapp.com.
David, really enjoyed learning about this and learning about the origin of how it came about, as well as the functionality and just different technology and apps as real estate investors that we should be aware of, because as real estate investors, we're looking to get some deals done. And if there's a tool that can help us get it done more efficiently, then by all means, we should be aware of it. So I'm grateful that you were on the show. Thanks for talking about your business, how you make money, the evolution of it, and lessons learned along the way. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks so much.
Are you ready to close more deals and officially seal your financial freedom? The Dwellin Show with Ola Dantas discloses the most innovative real estate investing strategies to kickstart your quest to financial freedom. Go listen at www.dwellynn.com/show. That's dwellynn.com/show.